across the United States and also in the Commonwealth of Virginia, throughout the year, mainly this time of year, because everybody's getting together, everybody's cooking, and you see that more prevalent. In the world we live in today, there's so many distractions that we have. It's a lot of times we'll go put something in the stove or be cooking, and we get distracted and go in the other room. We want to watch the game, or if somebody calls, or the family there, and they call you. But unattended cooking is one of the big causes of fires across the country, and this time of year especially. We usually try to tell people that if you're in the kitchen cooking, set timers. Have something go off, let you know it's done. Go back in and check. Or carry a spatula or a wooden spoon or something crazy this, but it does work. Put an oven mitt on your hand. When you walk in the other room and you're getting distracted, you look down and say, why do I got an oven mitt on my hand? That reminds you, go back in the kitchen because you probably have something cooking.
Yeah, don't text and drive, and don't text and fry.
That's a great idea. That really is a good idea.
But during this time of year with the holidays and the Super Bowl coming up, I recall a gentleman was going to fry chicken wings in his kitchen. Got up, heated the oil up, went back inside, started watching the game, forgot all about it. Next thing he knows, his kitchen's on fire. So we just got to get the word out to let people know, pay attention to what they're cooking and what they're doing. Try not to be distracted. If they are going to be distracted, have those reminders in place, let them go back into the kitchen.
Yeah. Boy, that's, again, it's unattended things, and you don't mean for things to happen. Or we talked at Thanksgiving just about in the kitchen to have, you know, make sure the handles are in, so they, you know, if you've got kids running around, and you just try to keep things under control in the kitchen this time of year.
Yeah, you want to make sure your handles are turned in. Try to keep any type of rags or towels or stuff off the front of the stoves and the ovens, because they can drop down. The drawer on the bottom of most ranges, a lot of people use that for storage, but that's usually considered to be a warmer where you can put stuff in that stays warm if you got the oven on. Sometimes, and I've seen this, I actually had calls where that towel that's hanging on the front of the oven door will drop in that drawer and it gets closed, and then when they use the oven next time, that towel can actually catch fire. So be mindful of that too. And don't set things on top of the stove that can also catch fire. Keep everything off the top of the stove. Don't keep towels hanging on it. And keep the handles turned in just so the kids running through, they don't hit it and get spilled hot liquids on themselves and stuff like that. Just little things you can do to help keep yourself and your family safe. Most of it can be avoided. You know, example, this time of year people's using their wood stoves in their fireplaces. Make sure you clean the wood stoves out and take the ashes when you take them outside. Put them in a metal bucket away from the house, and I always recommend that you spray water in a bucket. Keep it, fill the water up with the ashes. A lot of people just put them in plastic buckets. They think it's cool. The ashes are cool. They're not hot, and they'll just set them on the back deck or porch. And then the next morning, the wind kicks up during the night, stokes those ashes, and starts a fire. So we got to get the ashes away from the house into a metal bucket and then put water on it. That way they'll stay cool.
Yeah, I would also encourage, if you're going to dump those ashes out eventually, because they can stay warm for, I've seen, you know, red coals stay warm for a week and a half, just the way that it's continued to burn sitting in those ash buckets.
See, I would never think that.
They can stay hot for a long time, and so if you're going to dump them out, I always encourage people to dump them out in like a gravel driveway or something like that, so there's no chance of, you know, whatever, you know, grass or leaves catching on fire. So.
And you can see where people, where you want to do the least thing, especially at night after you, if you empty it out and it's cold and you don't want it, but take that extra step.
Absolutely.
That's the problem. I'll just set it out on the deck, and especially if you're in a plastic container, you're just asking for trouble.
Yep.
And along with those train of thought with the fireplace and wood stoves, make sure you have your chimney cleaned out at least once a year. We just had a chimney fire last night, and this time of year it's really prevalent. We're getting colder. People are using those wood stoves and chimneys more over time. If you don't use clean, dry wood, oak and hardwoods, and you use pine or wet, stuff like that, the wood's green, it produces a lot of creosote as the smoke goes up the chimney. Basically, just as the particles rise through the chimney, they'll get cold and they'll stick to the sides of the chimney. And over time, the throat of the chimney just gets smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And then eventually, the heat from the fireplace or wood stove will ignite the creosote, and then you'll have a chimney fire. And call 911. We'll come. We'll assist you with that. We'll put it out. But we always recommend that if that does happen, call somebody to come in to inspect and clean your chimney professionally, because that fire may have damaged it. And if you go to use it again, it could cause more damage to your home.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff this morning. Chief, and Chief, you're text and fry. That's one of the great lines of the show this year.
You come up with a bumper sticker or something.
You do. I know. You do. That is just, I love that. Quick break. We're going to continue on. Spotsylvania Fire Rescue and Emergency Management in this morning. Chief Cullinan and Lieutenant Cornell here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Lieutenant Tab Cornell and Chief Jay Cullinan in from Spotsylvania Fire Rescue and Emergency Management as we talk about just staying safe over the holidays and beyond. We were in the kitchen a few minutes ago, and grease fires, Tom, I know are sometimes a tough thing, because all of a sudden you're dealing with a grease fire and your first thought is, well, I got to put water on that. It's a fire. But that's one area that you got to plan ahead on a lot of these things.
Yeah, usually the first train of thought people have when they walk in the kitchen, they see the pan on fire, is I got to get that out of here. So the first thought they have is take it to the sink and let's put it in there, because we know that water puts out fire. Well, grease fires, you do not want to put water on. If you take water and throw it on a grease fire while it's on the stove, all it's going to do is spread it out. It's going to splash and go everywhere. And the next thing you know, now the cabinet countertops are on fire. Then the cabinets are on fire. And you're steadily trying to do that. There are also cases in point where people will try to grab the pan and run to the sink or some other parts of the house.
Yeah.
And as they're running through the house with this pan of hot oil and it's burning, they're dripping it.
Yeah.
So they're starting little mini fires as they're running with this pan.
And as well as burning themselves, because that grease is sloshing around.
It's hot.
And you're carrying this thing that's on fire. My grandmother actually, many, many, many years ago, had a frying pan catch on fire, and she carried it out of the house and sustained significant burns to her hands. So,
so one of the best methods, if the pan itself is on fire, just put a lid on it. It'll smother it.
Okay.
Put the lid on it. All the fire stays inside the pan, turn the burner off, and just leave it alone and call 911 so we can come in to make sure there's no extension anywhere. Or if the fire flares up again, we're already en route, or we're going to be there if it does. So just put a lid on the pan and let it go. Don't take it off. Don't look at it. Just leave it there and call 911, and we'll come out and check it. If it does get outside the pan, you can use other means of putting it out. They have these now. They have what they call a small fire blanket. It's just made for range tops. You can get those.
I've seen those. Do those work?
They do. You just lay it right on top, and it smothers the whole top of the stove out.
Yep. They're made of fiberglass, I guess.
They are, yep.
I've seen them, but because you see them on social media, and you've wondered, is that real? Does that really work? Because it does look like it's something you should have in your kitchen.
It works very well, actually, and it cuts down on loss of life, loss of property. You get your kitchen back sooner. You know, these little things you can do. The main thing is try not to leave cooking unattended. Stay with it. And again, if it does catch fire, you can use flour or something like that. Don't use an extinguisher, though, even though it has a powdered chemical agent in it. But when the accelerant, it comes out so fast, it's just going to push and blow it everywhere. And you don't want that. You want to keep it contained. Yeah.
You really want to use something like baking soda. That's going to be more of it's a mineral-based kind of deal.
Yeah.
Because the flour, just kind of mentioning that, if there is a bulk amount of flour, we'll put it out. But if there's any cloud, the dust, you can have the same thing as a silo explosion. So that fine dust can become very flammable. So I would avoid flour, but definitely something like baking soda.